Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
When the end comes, I know. Good to be with you on this Wednesday afternoon.
Without me,
cause. Such a great song. Such a great song. A story here from NBC News. Global warming has slightly slowed the Earth's rotation, and it could affect how we measure time. Listen to this. A new study published today found that the melting of polar ice, an accelerating trend driven primarily by human-caused climate change, has caused the Earth to spin less quickly than it otherwise would. The author of the study, Duncan Agnew, who is a geophysicist at the Scripps Institution of Oceanography at the University of California, San Diego, said that as ice at the poles melt, it changes where the Earth's mass is concentrated. I have no idea what I just
read.
Right,
science on Dana and Parks.
The change, in turn, does affect the planet's angular velocity.
There's also a meteor hurtling toward Earth the size of the Empire State Building, by the way.
Won't hit for another 150 years.
Yeah, 2182.
That they know of, if they did the math correctly.
Okay.
So there's just stories when I see them on Facebook. I'm like, why? Why even tell me that? Wait, I would rather not know that there's an asteroid hurtling toward Earth at the size, of the Empire State Building.
It would affect your great-great-great-grandchildren.
Well, I would rather they not be pulverized by an asteroid.
As would I.
The size of the Empire State Building.
I mean, it's a 0.05% chance. But with the polar ice caps getting smaller, affecting the, angular velocity?
It's the angular velocity.
It could increase that percentage or decrease it. Nobody really knows.
The velocity of the angle.
We'll find out in 2182.
All kidding aside, we are awaiting a briefing on the bridge disaster, the search for the victims. NTSB got on that vessel today. If that happens during this broadcast, we will bring that to you live. But first, my favorite story, literally of all time, for the last 13 years, sitting in this chair, nothing is going to beat the hilarity that I'm about to dump on all of you.
I have no idea what you're about to say.
A woman goes outside to find a baby hedgehog overnight.
Aww.
Brings it in.
How sweet.
Very carefully puts it in a little box, and there are photos of this. What looks like some food to the left and some water.
Okay, she wants to take care of the hedgehog.
She's a huge animal lover, and this is from the Daily Mail. She wakes up the next morning, it's not moving, and so she takes what she thinks is the motionless animal to the Lower Moss Wood Nature Reserve and Wildlife Hospital in Cheshire in a box meticulously lined with newspaper, and you can see the little food next to it. When the hospital manager, Janet Kotze, opened up the box, she realized that the hedgehog was actually the fluffy ball that had fallen off someone's stocking cap.
Okay.
There is a photo of what she thought was a dead hedgehog.
Okay.
It is literally the color of a hedgehog, but it's the...
hang on for a second. Read what the news... So she laid the hedgehog...
On an English newspaper.
Read the headline on the newspaper.
We still believe...
Okay.
England could lift 6 years of something. I don't even know what the headline is about. It is proof that this happened recently. You guys have to see this photo. Because honestly, from a distance, I'm going to be honest. If I saw that on my living room floor or outside, I would scream and screech thinking that this, it does look like.
It does look like a hedgehog.
Yes. Did she ignore the entire point that a hedgehog has an entire front of its body that doesn't look like that?
Well, I think she thought it was maybe dead and didn't want to disturb it. The problem is everyone has that stocking cap ball on a stocking cap. Like think of your, you know, KC caps that everybody wears around.
We know what you're talking about.
They're very light, very lightweight. So the one thing I don't really understand is when she went to pick it up, But I guess if you said to me, how much does a hedgehog weigh? Hell, I don't know.
Well, but hang on for a second.
I don't know.
Because I think she may need to check herself in.
No, I would agree with Scott.
To an animal hospital?
To a hospital.
Or get off whatever she was on.
A hedgehog's hinds are not soft.
They are not.
They are not.
And so when she clearly had to pick up this thing and put it into the box.
She did say she thought it was lighter than she expected a hedgehog would be.
Let's go back to my original point.
Mm.
A hedgehog's pines are not soft. They're almost like a porcupine.
But I think she picked it up wearing gloves because you would think I don't want to get porcupined. There is a photo of the vet tech that took the photo of the hedgehog in the box. Hospital manager Janet Kotze said, quote, she could not believe what she was seeing when she picked up the, quote, hedgehog to realize it was the poofy ball on the stocking cap. Okay. When she revealed the news to the rescuer, the embarrassed woman replied, "You're joking." The animal lover then sheepishly walked out of the animal hospital box in hand. Quoting here from Dr. Kotze, it was the first admission of the day. The lady came in with the box, said she found this on the pavement, and it was cold, and she picked.
Point values have doubled. Here we go. Top six answers are on the board. Name something that follows the word pork.
Loin.
Huh?
Loin. Pork loin. L-I-O-N. Loin.
Oh.
Pork loin.
Glad you spelled it. The hell is a pork loin? I thought you said lawn like the grass outside. I was going, what the hell is a pork loin? Loin! Looking for the pork loin.
Yeah.
Joe?
Pork belly.
Pork belly.
We're going to play. We're going to play.
We're going to play.
We're going to play.
We're going to play.
What am?
Name something that follows the word pork.
You pine.
Huh?
Huh? You pine. Pork pine.
Good answer! Good answer! Good answer! Yes! That's my tank! Yes! Lunatic!
Pork. He said, Cupine.
Cupine.
What? What is Cupine? This is the greatest answer I've ever heard.
I don't think they got the point.
I don't think there were any points up there.
No, there were no points up there. I
will finish with this after that sweet woman walked out. The vet tech says she was very, very sweet. Bless her heart. Her heart was in the right place.
Okay. Her brain was not.
Why doesn't it have a face?
Also, just FYI, it's a golden rule that apparently hedgehogs should not be out during the daytime. So if you would find a stocking cap ball on the sidewalk that looks like a hedgehog and the daylight is out, it's probably...
You know, you can buy a hedgehog.
I know. I've got a friend on Facebook. I used to work with her husband 20 years ago, and they brought home a hedgehog, and they are the cutest little things, but you
is
can't...
Is it Dave Helling?
No, you can't play with them. They literally hurt to touch.
They're prickly.
Yes! It's like holding a cactus.
I know!
Right, and most hat pom-poms are soft.
Right. Bless her fluffy. Heart. The Daily Mail wrote, do you know this woman? Please put us in contact. She ain't doing no interviews.
Telephone number is 913-586-7798, 586-7798. She is Dana Wright. He is Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott here on KMBZ. Story here from Channel 9. Starting soon, the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department's 911 system will use an automated abandoned callback feature. The system will automatically call people
yep.
who hang up after dialing 911. Right now, a dispatcher has to return that call, which delays them from taking other calls. The aim of the system is to reduce strain, Dana, on 911 systems that have been overwhelmed in recent years. In 2023, the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department received 116,000 hang-up calls that all takers had to call back.
And I'm curious if they track or if they know, out of that 116,000 hang-ups, who answered back? Because we live in a 913 kind of place. Even though I understand most of Kansas City, Missouri is 816, it is always happening. Like if I'm driving on the east side of state line,
you're a 911 caller.
It's always happening where someone accidentally, instead of 913, hits 911. And so I would bet, Scott, out of those 116,000 hang-up calls, the overwhelming majority were just oops, butterfingers that and didn't mean to call. So what this does, and this is critically important, starting today, because I reached out to ask last night, it starts today. If someone calls and hangs up, instead of a dispatcher having to stop what they're doing, clogging the system, calling you back, then you don't answer, an automated system will call you back, not taking up a dispatcher's time, and will say something to the effect of, this is the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department. Press 1 if you meant to call us and you need emergency assistance. Press 2 if this was an accident.
So do you think that the majority...
Press 3 if you've been stabbed.
Okay. Press 4 if you're dying.
Now, I don't know what the automated system says. We could find out if I email Jake. But it's the important part about this is if you take the time out of the 116,000 hang-up calls, let's say it takes a dispatcher 1 minute to figure all that out, you're looking at 116,000 minutes of wasted time when people who need 911 are on hold because of your hang-up.
Great point. Let me ask you this. Do we need to change the area code of the Kansas side?
I think this will do a lot to ease the burden of the hang up. I really, really do.
So you're saying yes?
I don't want a new zip code, area code. I don't. I've been 913 my whole life.
I've been 913 since I was 16 years old.
Let me read this text. It's very important from a friend of the program. Whose son survived a sudden cardiac event, okay? I am sitting in my car outside of my son's tennis match waiting to hear this story about 911 in Kansas City. They put my son's coaches on hold when my son went into cardiac arrest. Something needs to change. And I think they were on hold 4 minutes or 6 minutes or something, and then it was 13 minutes before someone arrived. They saved his life by doing chest compressions. You still need to know how to do chest compressions. This is so critically important and a big step forward for our city. I think it'll save lives. It's just the silliest thing. I don't know why we didn't do it 10 years ago.
But back to my point, if people are accidentally, and we don't know, but I hear where you're going with this. If people are dialing 913, 845, whatever.
Yeah.
And they're dialing 913, but they accidentally hit 911.
Sure.
Do we need to change the area code of Kansas?
No.
Or at least northeastern Kansas?
No.
If that's where the problem is occurring, I can see where you're coming from.
And it will override. If you dial 911 and then the rest of the phone number you're trying to dial, it will override.
It does override that.
This is just from Quora, so take this for what it's worth. Accidental 911 calls are a common issue for emergency services. According to the FCC, in some areas... as many as 30 to 40% of 911 calls are accidental. I mean, that's enormous. And Scott, if this just, and then, and I'm curious, I am going to get Jake on here and ask about this. I'm curious, when they call you back, does it say 911 is calling you? Does it say police are calling you? Does it say it's a blocked number? How does that call come in when it's an accident?
Telephone number is 913-586-7798. Let's go to Dale in Eastern Shawnee.
Well, Scott, you know, this type of thing doesn't happen out in Western Shawnee. But this exact thing happened to my wife and I several years ago. We live on the Missouri side. I work on the worked on the Kansas side at the time, and she went to dial me at work, and she hit 911 accidentally, hung up, immediately called me. Well, we were on the phone when the dispatcher tried to call her back. They sent officers to our house to investigate that call because they couldn't get a hold of anybody at the 911 phone call. So that's what happened at our house. Dramatic pause. Dale out.
Did he just drop the mic?
He did.
He just gave himself stage cue.
Wow.
Dramatic
pause. Dale out.
We had a caller who couldn't hang on the line, but they had a great point. This can't be happening as often as 116,000 times a year from cell phones because it doesn't dial right away like it would on a landline, right?
What do you mean?
And so say you type in 911 and then the rest of the phone number, the chance that you would notice that you typed 911 and not 913 is pretty high, right?
Yeah.
Instead of on a landline, when you just hit 911, it automatically calls.
So I just did the math, rudimentary math. If they received 116,000 hang-up calls, that's 317 a day.
That's insane.
317
right. During a time
a day.
That you know there let me are, during those 317 times, let's say there's 10 dispatchers in there, there are other people legitimately who need 911.
That's 13 an hour.
Was this driven up by the Apple Watch fiasco last year?
I don't think so,
because
Sam.
You remember people were like, you know, they'd hit a door on accident or something with their hand and their watch would call 911.
Yeah, thinking you had fallen and you can't get up. I don't think so, Sam. I think this has been a problem in our area for a long time, and I don't know why more cities aren't embracing technology to robocall you back. Like, if you actually need us, please press 2 and let me know.
That's 13 an hour.
Oh, my God.
13 an hour on average. Telephone number here is 913-586-7798, 586-7798. She is Dana Wright. That guy over there is Sam Stevie III, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
We are standing by for a news conference out of Baltimore, an update on the situation there in the Bay, where they continue to look for six people who are unaccounted for. Six people. Two have been rescued. One is fine. Another is in very serious condition. Six people remain missing, and we will join that news conference when it comes up. Let's go to Todd in Garden City. Todd, hello. Good afternoon. Welcome.
How's it going?
Hi.
It's going well, thanks.
Hey, I dialed up, well, not me, but my butt dialed 911 before, and they called me back on, like, I think the 911 number. And I called back, and because I was on the tractor, and it butt dialed it. So I just called back, and they said, well, thanks for calling us back, because we were going to come out, have someone come out and see if you were okay.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you know, and Todd, I wonder how they decide that. With just a hang up, they don't have to send an officer every time. My God, do they? Now we're talking a grotesque waste of resources.
I think they do.
I was working at a gas station location a couple years ago, mm-hmm. and I somehow managed to butt dial it 911 while my phone was in my pocket.
How do you butt dial 911?
It's because all of these new technologies in phones create shortcuts.
Right.
So, like on your iPhone, if you hit the lock button 3 times, it calls 911. And so some software update on my phone that I didn't know was
right.
putting
but
this on
But when you
there.
Do that, Sam, it goes boop, and you have like 1.7 seconds to right the wrong.
What does it sound like?
Boop.
Okay.
Well, let's just say that two lovely police officers showed up at that gas station
they did.
That I was working at
yeah.
and said, hey, did somebody call 911 here?
How do they know where you were?
They tracked my phone somehow.
Okay. But Scott, I don't want to scare people away from that side phone feature. It's the most important feature on the iPhone. So I tell my daughters when you're in a parking garage, okay?
Okay.
It is much more important to have your phone in your right hand than fumbling with your keys or your mace, to me, because when you rapidly 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 that right button, not only does it automatically call 911, it GPS locations you and it calls everyone in your emergency contact list.
How does it GPS location you? Because it's always
your phone knows where you are.
Well, I understand, but it's always been my understanding that with a cell phone, they can only triangulate you.
I don't know how that works, but it is definitely tied to your phone, and it also updates your GPS location every 2 minutes. So if you're in the trunk of somebody's car,
Yeah, I don't know how they found me, but
and you
I
go into settings. I'm gonna tell you right now. You go into settings, emergency SOS. It's right there in the iPhone. It is the most important thing you can fill out. You put your, in case of emergency, people in there, and then, you know, then try not to toggle that right button, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
So what happens if you are a domestic violence victim?
Oh, there it is, emergency SOS.
Emergency SOS. And so you can silence the boop, Sam.
No, but I mean, you call 911, you're in a domestic violence situation, you call 911, they hang up the phone. Now they call back and you have some automated service that you have to please press 1.
Well, but I think Sam, I don't know. We would have to reach out to Hope House and ask what they feel about this.
So I do not have it activated.
Oh, you have to activate it.
Well,
it's the most important thing your phone can do for you.
Rapidly pressing the side button, 5 times starts a countdown and would sound an alert when the countdown ends. iPhone calls emergency services. Now,
yeah.
Mine is not activated.
No, but you should. And when you do it, again, if you accidentally do it, it will go boop, and then you go, oh, and you hit cancel. And you have plenty of time to do it.
I'm sure you've activated
yours. Oh, all the time. You know when I walk in the building how much crap I have in my hands? I've got my bag. My bag's got a bag. I've got my Diet Coke. I've got my glasses. I've got my keys. And so every once in a while, I'm like death gripping my phone, and it will go boop. But it's a noise loud enough that, like, you know,
and then you have a certain amount of time to...
It's quick. I mean, you've got to hit cancel. You can't lollygag.
Okay.
But you have enough time to cancel it.
Huh.
So whenever you see Dana just drop everything in her hands all at once walking in, she's disengaging the emergency on her phone.
Exactly what I'm doing.
Let's go to John in KC, 586-7798. John, hello.
I'm doing good. How about you guys today?
We're doing well, man. Thank you for asking.
So, just like Sam said, and I'm not sure about iPhones, but the Androids for sure, have the same feature. This happened to my coworker and it's also happened to me. You'll be out working in the summer. It's very hot. Your body sweats. The inside of your pocket can get wet. If you're, say, on a lawnmower, which has happened to me, you accidentally tap that side, blackout button. And then your sweaty thigh inside your pocket swipes to call. And it has happened. My friend Phil, who is a very good friend of mine, a very good coworker, we got the police called to our driving range whilst we were picking golf balls and mowing at 3 o'clock in the morning.
The fact that you just dropped a whilst on this program, John, is my favorite moment of the day.
Thank you, Dana. I hope you all have well. I apologize. I didn't know we were supposed to pre-prepare mic drop exit stage left phrases. So, Dale, you're a legend.
Yeah, but, Dale is a legend. Yeah,
you guys have an awesome day, and you guys have an awesome show.
Thanks. I will smile all day, John, whilst thinking of you dropping that word.
Whilst we continue this conversation, breaking news today, former senator and vice presidential candidate Joe Lieberman has just passed away.
How old was Senator Lieberman?
I will look that up right now.
Nominated for Senate in 2006 and then ran as an independent, didn't he?
82 years old.
82.
82 years old. Ran with, if I'm not mistaken, Al Gore in 2000.
Yes. Gore Lieberman.
Joe Lieberman has just passed away at the age of 82. Let me make sure that that's correct regarding... Yeah, he was the 2000 U.S. vice presidential nominee.
He was a senator in Connecticut from 1989 to 2013.
I'll be darned. Well, that's too bad. That is too bad.
Photo of him smiling next to...
John McCain.
John McCain up there. Yep.
In fact, there was even talk in 2008... that John McCain would have Joe Lieberman as his running mate. He ended up picking Sarah Palin, but there was talk in 2008 of a Republican, and we don't talk politics on the show, but this has just occurred, and I don't know how we avoid it. There was talk of John McCain and Joe Lieberman as a Republican, Democrat, presidential, vice presidential ticket.
Didn't they used to do it that way like 100 years ago anyway?
Well, they did many, many years ago. And in the beginning of our republic, you have to keep in mind, before you had a presidential candidate and a running mate, the person who came in second
would be the
vice president. So if I'm not mistaken, and I'm just going off memory here, when John Adams was president, Thomas Jefferson
was the
vice president.
And then they figured out pretty quickly that this is not going to work.
Yeah, because we hate each other.
We hate each other. We're not getting anything done. I don't know why.
Which, by the way, quick presidential history, which two presidents died on the same day? On July 4th, 1824.
No idea.
John Adams and Thomas Jefferson died on the exact same day.
Do you just have a head that is stuff like that just rattles around up there?
Yes. It's ridiculous. They both died on the exact same day. In fact, Thomas Jefferson, as he was dying, said, "Please tell me that John died first." And he did not. 913-586-7798. Sad day in American history today. Joe Lieberman, former senator, vice presidential candidate in 2000, has just died today at the age of 82. She is Dana Wright. He is Sam Stevie. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. All right, we have an update, Sam. This is important. This is breaking news. I reached out to Sherita Hutton with the Kansas City Royals.
Love Sherita. She dropped off some swag the day that I was not feeling well.
Right, dropped it off for you.
Correct.
When you were not here, I had to let her in.
Swag recipient of the program.
Lovely bag. Thank you for giving that to
me. I did let Sam have the bag, but I kept everything else.
Including the bobbleheads.
Yes, but I did give one bobblehead away to one of my police officer friends.
I don't remember getting a thing out of that bag.
Because you are not...
Let her in.
Okay, why is she reaching out to you? It's not to give you free stuff. That's me.
I reached out to her and I said, can you give me an update on when Dana and I and Sam...
Oh my gosh.
...will be throwing out a first pitch at a Royals game.
Stop it.
Nope. Opening day is tomorrow, of course.
Of course.
By the way, for those of you who are new to the program, opening day is game day here on Dana and Parks.
Game day.
We know that tomorrow is one of those days where everybody is listening to the Royals. It's the first day of spring.
Right.
And so what we do is we play one game per hour on Dana and Parks on opening day.
Yeah.
We call it game day.
Yeah. We pretend like...
people are listening.
Right.
And I said to Sherita, whom I led into the building the other night to drop off your bag, when you were not here, can I get an update on when Dana and I might be throwing out a first pitch? I just received a response.
Oh, lay it on me right now.
It was so great seeing you the other day, Scott. I have you guys on the list for this year to do just that.
Stop it.
I am still waiting on some possible dates to offer you.
Stop it.
I'll gladly wear my Royals jersey.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Do I wear the George Brett signed jersey that I wore the last time that we played softball for Big Slick?
That was wiffle ball.
Or do I wear the Royals jersey that says 24 on it from the Royals this year?
I would go with the new jersey.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Or your 98.1 jersey.
I could. Or how about this? I take the 24 Royals jersey and I just ask George to sign that.
I would go with that one.
I'm totally going to do that.
I will wear my Parks 9 jersey because 9 is my favorite number.
Okay.
And I will throw out that first
pitch. I might be more excited about this than I have been about almost anything on this show. And we get to do some cool things on this show. I'm sending, you're receiving. I want to be clear.
Excuse me?
I'm the one throwing, you're catching.
That's a negative.
Oh, hell no. I throw, you catch. We talked about this.
No, you both throw. I try to catch them both.
Correct.
No, we can't both lob a ball at Sam.
One at a time.
Oh, no, there's only one first pitch. Come on.
First pitches.
No. I'm throwing it, you're catching it, and he's standing behind you like the umpire.
Oh, I'm going to get hit in the face doing that.
Yeah, right?
Well, not my problem.
I'd rather have a glove.
I'm going to bring another glove. It looks like we are going to be there.
You know what? I am so excited. I might have to fly my mom and dad here for that.
Have you ever thrown out a first pitch?
No, but I've been told we have to practice.
So I've done it twice.
Oh, listen to you. I've done it twice. at Kauffman?
Yes. I've thrown out the first pitch twice.
When?
Well, years ago. It was before you came on the show.
No one listened before I came on the show.
Okay. They listen enough that I got to throw out a first pitch. That's a good one.
Oh, my God. I love you so much right now.
From the text line, yeah. Scott and Dana throw it out at the same time. Sam and Salvi can catch it.
Ooh. You know, I met Salvi at the Super Bowl, and he could not have been lovelier.
He could not have known who you were less.
He was so darling, and let me tell you, that man works out.
Does he have what we call
guns? Were out, okay, people.
All right. Okay, all right.
Boom.
What do you mean
boom.
You met Salvi at the Super Bowl?
Well,
you didn't tell me this.
We were in this little area before you go in, and
in where
to the Super Bowl?
Okay,
and we kept seeing like not Terry Bradshaw. I got a photo with Oh, which one of the sports commentators was it? I was losing my mind. I love him so much.
Howie?
Oh, it's the other one. I'm so sorry. It's been several weeks. But anyway, all these famous media people are walking by, like pretty big time, like Aaron Andrews type of people.
Oh, my.
And so we were kind of on
She's hot.
We were kind of on the lookout because this clearly was a VIP media area because all these famous people keep walking on by. Chris Berman. I go, oh, my God, it's Chris Berman.
Chris Berman?
I literally freaked out, and Chris Berman is like, oh, hello. And I go, well, hello, Chris Berman. Dun-dun-dun, dun-dun-dun. And, yes, I got a photo with Berman. So then he goes in, and I've kind of caused a commotion because Berman walked by. And then I look over, and someone goes, you know who's right over there is Salvi. And I just, game on. You want to talk about drop the mic, dramatic pause. I just, like Forrest Gump in that movie where he just stops and turns around and starts running. That's what I did.
That was Forrest Gump.
Yeah. I'll show you the photo. He was so lovely. Like, oh, my God, please, can I get a picture? I love you so much.
You got a picture with Sophie?
Yes. Yes. How did you miss this? This was so much fun.
I missed it because you didn't show me.
Sophie was like, Mom, my God, act like you've been here before. Oh, he was so lovely. He's so cute.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Look at that. He's wearing a Patrick Mahomes jersey.
Oh, he's so cute.
I'll be darned.
That jersey almost could not contain those guns. I'm not going to lie.
Was he Hulk busting the seams?
Busting out of that jersey.
Quick break. We got the news coming up in just a moment. And we will go to a news conference in just a second out of Maryland, where they are having one as we speak. But we'll take the news real quick. She is Dana Wright. That guy over there is Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.